I desire your prayers, and like Brother Jeff said, we've known each other ever since we've been just little boys. And I think about him a whole lot. And like he said, I do, I love him, and I always thought a lot of him. And I'm just thankful for him being my friend and growing up with him. And not only him, the others here. Brother Barry, he was a little ahead of me in school, but I've known him a long time, and got to know Brother Johnny up there at the mechanic maintenance shop, and I'm just thankful for that. And we got a few things upon our heart tonight. We used to think, well, this message is for this person or this lost or the church, but I come to realize that the Word of God's for all of us. So I hear it said a lot of times, and I have said that before. You know, I want the lost to pay attention, or, you know, this is for the church. But I come to realize that we don't really know exactly who it's for, but we know the Word of God's for all of us. So we're going to be reading a few places in the Scripture here in a moment. But I want you to realize tonight the thought that's come up on us. A whole lot of my life, I've took things for granted. Even after we tried to stand and preach from time to time, it seemed like down through the years I questioned things. I questioned, you know, what the Lord laid up on me. Well, it didn't take me long to realize that I didn't know too much. I come to realize, really, that I didn't know anything. I come to realize that we need to trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding. I won't never forget one Sunday night, we went to a church down there at home, Cedar Bluff, and the Lord had laid it up on us about members not coming to the Lord's house. And I thought all week, that thought come to us pretty early in the week. And I thought, well, it won't be nobody there but the dedicated members on Sunday night. It's hard to get anybody to come, but the dedicated ones will be the only ones to be there. So how little did I know? I pulled up and a couple come up there and talked to me. It hadn't been there in 30 years. So that just goes to show you how little we know from time to time. We think we know a lot, but when it all comes right down to it, we probably don't know as much as we think. So, and I'm putting me out here number one. And the thought that's come up on us tonight, we think about from time to time, there's a day out there ahead of us that we're going to leave this world. This life's going to come to an end. And then it's going to be one or two places, heaven or hell. And I don't know anybody's heart here tonight, and it ain't for my place to know your heart. I've heard testimonies out of a lot of you, and I believe that, but far as me knowing, I don't know. It's between you and the Lord. It may be somebody here that may be lost. I don't know. But if you are, I hope and pray that you truly realize the condition that you're in, because if you die in that condition, you're going to go to hell. You're going to go to hell. And as we've tried to study, this thought has been up on us for quite some time. As we've come this way, and we don't know how much of it we're going to get into, but we're going to wind up in the book of Jonah. But our thought is that you can run, but you can't hide. And we're going to start out in the 12th verse of the 6th chapter of the book of Revelations. To start with there and read a few verses, it says, And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. He said, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and every island were moved out of their places. And here's the one, here's the verse that I want to draw your attention to for a few moments. He said, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Well, bless your heart, it don't matter how, where you go, how deep into this earth you go, how deep into the bottom of the sea you go, ever, it don't matter where you go, God is there. You say, well, I don't know about that. Well, brothers and sisters, I used to think to myself, well, you know, it don't nobody know about what I'm doing, or it don't nobody know that I've done this. But I want you to pay close attention to the scriptures. And you may be sitting there thinking, well, it don't nobody know that I didn't do this, that I was supposed to be. I was called to preach and ran from that 13 years and 10 months. Well, did anybody else know about it? They didn't, because I didn't tell them. They didn't know about it. But you know who did know about it? God knew about it. And I thought about as we studied for this, and the thought the Lord laid up on us, and the scriptures there in the 139th division of Psalms, he said, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. He said, thou knowest my down-sitting, my uprising, thou understandest my thought afar off. And it goes on and says, thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all of my ways. He knows all about us. Amen. You may think you pulled the wool over him, but you've not pulled the wool over him. The Lord knows all about us. And I look over this congregation, and I'm sure by the looks of the congregation that you're probably here or wherever you belong every time the doors are open and every time that you have an opportunity unless sickness comes up upon you, I'm sure that you're probably at the Lord's house. And I thank God for that. But I'm going to tell you something. I went for 13 years and 10 months, as I've already mentioned, sitting back there. I don't get me wrong, I wasn't there every time the doors was open. But the majority of that time, I was there. I was at the Lord's house. But bless your heart, although I was there, I wasn't doing what the Lord laid up on me. And you can sit back there. I've heard people say, well, I don't have anything to do. The Lord don't give me anything to do. That's hard for me to believe. Brothers and sisters, those of us that have been saved, that's hard for me to believe. That God ain't give you something to do. It may not be nothing but sitting there praying, but in the morning you might come in contact with somebody that you might just have a few words to say to them that may really be a big help to them. And we realize as we have gone down through our life, we're so thankful. A brother talking about the one that he that he grew up around and hadn't seen in a long time. I thank God for those before me that set the example that we have, that we're still able to hold on to the to God's way. The church right here, we're blessed all out around this part of the country, brothers and sisters. It ain't like this everywhere. And we can say, well, I believe a lot of you need to get out and go to these places where there ain't a church every 5 minutes. You may go somewhere. I told the brother, I drove 500 miles before and pull up and it be three people there. Brothers and sisters, we're spoilt right here in this area. We're spoilt rotten. And we better slow down and think about that and appreciate what God has blessed us with. All down through my life, God has had a hedge around us. Let's go on in our reading lesson. It says, for there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, that thou knowest it altogether. He knows everything. It says, thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely, the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Brothers and sisters, God is everywhere. Now we're going to turn to our reading lesson, and I beg your patience. The devil used to wear me out. Well, you preach 5 minutes, you preach 10 minutes, or you preach an hour. I try my best not to worry about that anymore. I beg your patience for a little while, and we'll bring out what the Lord's laid up on us, and we'll be through. But bless your heart, it's all God's time. It ain't my time, it ain't your time, it's God's time. Whenever he gets through with us, it'll come to an end. And I pray that he'd be with us and help us the rest of the days of our life. And I believe with all of my heart that he will be if we follow his instructions. Now, let's get into our reading lesson here, the book of Jonah. It says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying. Now you pay close attention to this, and I pray for me that I'll just slow down. I've been one down through my life when I started something I wanted to be through. Patience just don't fit me, but I pray that the Lord would help me with that tonight. It says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying. But did you pay attention to what it said? It said the word of the Lord came to him. And keep that in your mind. He told him, he said, arise and go to Nineveh. He said, that great city. And said, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. So, here he tells him what to do. He tells him, he said, you go to Nineveh, that great city. And you can go over to the last verse there in the fourth chapter, and it says it's about 120,000 people. So he sends one man, Jonah, to Nineveh. But you pay attention here, the things that Jonah went through. And as I was reading this afternoon, like I said, this thought's been up on us for many days. But as I was reading through this afternoon, how that myself, so many times that the word of the Lord came to me and I went the other way. Have y'all ever done that? Has any of y'all ever, the Lord come up on you, come unto you and telling you to do this and you go the other way? You not do it. But if we at all realize how important it is, just like Jonah here, if we'd realize how important it is that we'd follow the Lord, how much better would things be? Instead of us trying to fight him and put it off. You know, there'll be times down through my life that the Lord will lay it up on me to go talk to somebody about their soul or something, or maybe they were out here doing things they shouldn't have been doing, and you put it off and put it off, and it just wore you out. Maybe a good friend that was out here doing not like he should be doing, and we all know that if the Lord lays something upon us to go talk to somebody, we all know that we should do that. You may be the one that just has the words to help them. Honey, if God's in it, we know it's going to work. But here he is. He tells him, he says, you arise and you go to Nineveh, that great city of 120,000 or more, and it says, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Well, it don't say nothing about who come told him that, did it? It didn't say anybody come told him. He knew it. He knew everything that goes on. And I was reading this today, and that's the first time that's ever come to me like that. Well, how did he know? He knows, brothers and sisters. We just read that to you. other places, in many places in the scripture, he knows all about us. And you may be sitting back there and saying, well, I don't do nothing wrong. I don't go out here and live bad. I'm not a drunkard. I'm not out here on drugs. I'm not out here fooling around on my wife. I'm not out here committing fornication. I'm not out here a brawler. I just try to keep myself and do that just mind my own business. That may be you. But I'm going to tell you something over in the book of James, I think it is. It says those that know to do good and do it not, it's sin. So here we go. The word of the Lord. How important is that to us? Here we go. It says, but Jonah, just like I've done so many times, and I'm sure if you'd be honest with yourself, just like you've probably done so many times, but Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa and said he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go unto them, unto Tarshish, and said, from the presence of the Lord. Well, here he goes. The Lord's giving him instructions. What's the first thing he's done? He went the opposite way. He's going to go and he's going to get away from the Lord. Yeah. He ain't going to have no part of going to Nineveh. You know, I've done that myself. I've done that very same thing about preaching. I said, I ain't going to do that. Well, let me tell you something. God is going to have his way. Do you realize today, that this very day, do you realize that there is somewhere around 8.2 billion people in this world? Do you realize that? 8.2 billion people in this world. Do you realize today that studies and the average of the death rate in this world is like 200 and something thousand a day? Do you realize that? Go home and study that. But bless your heart, let's get back to that 8.2 billion people that lives in this world. Now I want you to think about God, how big God is. Do you realize that God has fed those people today? I don't care how you want to look at it. God has provided for those people today. The ones that have eaten, some of those people haven't eaten. But the majority of those people have eaten. Well, let's just think about this. You think about, wow, that's a number that I can't even imagine, and it is. That's a number that I can't even imagine. But not only has he fed those people, he's fed every creature that's living. All the animals on the earth, all the fish in the sea. That's the God that we're serving, brothers and sisters. There's a whole lot in this world that don't realize that. If God don't provide, we don't eat. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how good a job you got. I don't care how good your health is. If God don't provide, you don't eat. And I've caught myself a whole lot of times shortening God's hand. I don't know about you, but I'm just being as honest as I can be about it. This is what God's laid up on me, and this is what you're going to get. But I've caught myself a whole lot of times thinking about these things, well, this just can't happen. It can't happen. Why, a fish, a man living in a fish's belly 3 days? Did y'all see other day? You may say, well, that don't happen no more. Other day on the news, did you see a guy out there on a kayak and a whale come by and get him in his mouth and a little bit later spit him back out? Yeah, that's a God we're serving. Let's read on. Pray for us. It said, after Jonah had decided that he wasn't going to do this, that he was going to go the opposite direction, he said, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Now, I've experienced a great wind before in my life, but the Lord took care of me through that. But I want you to pay attention to what's taking place here. Jonah goes down, he gets in his ship, and he goes down in the bottom of it, and the Lord sends a storm upon him. And it goes on, says, then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wires that were on the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. And said, but Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So what did they do? It says they cast the wires. They were getting rid of the merchandise, the contents that were on that ship. Listen, y'all. They were trying to get control. God's got control. You know, we've heard here lately about the floods up there in East Tennessee. We've heard about the storm or the fire out there in California. We've heard about those things, and they're wanting to blame somebody. Well, if this person had been on top of things, this place wouldn't have flooded. Or if that person had been on the top of the fire department, that place wouldn't have burned. I'm going to tell you something. When it comes time for it to burn, it's going to burn. When it comes time for the flood, it's going to flood. God's in control, brothers and sisters, not man. So we think about this storm that God has brought up on them here. And brothers, I believe with all of my heart, it says Jonah was laying down there in a ship, was fast asleep. And I want you to realize when I'm saying this, I say we. I'm putting me number one, we. I say this so many times it feels like I'm standing here and preaching into a mirror. I say we. I'm afraid us as God's people, we're asleep a whole lot of the time. We need to open our eyes and realize what's truly going on. It says, so the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. They realized the condition they were in. They realized what was wrong, what was going on here. And they said, every one to his fellow, come, let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Well, we preached last two or three times we've tried to stand. It seemed like something similar to this was up on our heart about how one man, you know, God took him and used him, how he took Moses and brought those people through the sea there on dry ground. And then another occasion there where I believe it was Achan there, he stole the goods out of the in the battle there and put them under his tent, and how God took him out there and killed his whole family. Brothers and sisters, don't think that you can't have an impact on things, good or bad. You know, I've heard this said a lot of times. I'm only one person. What's God using right here? He's using one person. But you know what? This Jonah here, he's took and he's went away. He don't want to do what God wants him to do, but I want you to pay close attention to the rest of this. He said, then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he tells them, he said unto them, I am an Hebrew. Listen to this part. He said, I fear the Lord. Well, you would have thought if he had feared the Lord right there in the beginning that he wouldn't have got them in this shape. You think about that. A lot of people stand up, I love the Lord. They'll stand up and make a talk. I love the Lord, and you know, I love the church, and I love everything the Lord's done for me. But you know what they'll do? They'll come once every 6 months. I love the Lord. They'll make another big talk. How much they love the Lord. What does the Bible say? Their heart is far from me. If he loved the Lord and was interested in following the Lord, he'd have followed him right out of the start. It's just like us. We'll put things off, we'll push things away, and we'll get in trouble. Then here we go. Lord, help us. Ain't we all guilty of that? Yeah, we'll push things off. We'll push it aside. The Lord will give us something to do. We'll push it aside. And whenever trouble comes, oh, Lord, help us. We get in bad shape, being knowing. We better be thanking the Lord, brothers and sisters, every morning when we open our eyes for how he's blessed us. And whenever he gives us something to do, instead of running from it, I think about this so much. Honey, you can run from the Lord and you're never going to get where you're going. You can run, run, run. You ain't going to get there. But let me tell you something. I've come to realize when you go to running to the Lord, honey, you'll get there. You just keep on running. If you're here and you're lost, let me tell you something. It ain't nowhere for you to go except to the Lord. Nowhere. Let's go on. He said, there in the 10th verse, he said, then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he had fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea is wrought and tempestuous. And it goes on and says, and he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake, this great tempest is upon you. I got a good friend back years ago. He had a bad drinking problem. Boy, and I thought the world, still think the world of him today. He's still alive. His health ain't good, but think the world of him today. The Lord put it upon me one day to go talk to him. So I went and talked to him. Now, that's after I'd put it off. The Lord had already put it on me. I didn't go the first time, I'm telling you. But anyway, after a few times, the Lord laid it up on me, go talk to him. So I go out and I meet him and we start talking. And I told him, I said, why in the world? I said, God has blessed you with a family, a children, a wife. I said, that probably they ought to have done put you out. But why in the world do you go out here and put them in the shape that they're in financially and put the burden on them that you put on them out here drinking and carrying on and causing trouble in your home? Why are you doing that? Well, he said, it ain't nobody going to have to answer that but for me. I said, you're crazy. That's not true. Your family is suffering. And after we talked for a minute, and I'm not saying nothing I done. I followed what the Lord had for me to do. But it took a few times, brothers and sisters. But I followed what the Lord laid up on me to do. And after a few minutes after we were talking there, it wasn't long. There's tears running down his eyes, dripping off his chin on the pavement. And he realized that. He said, you're right. I said, what would you do if we were standing right here and you got a phone call that some drunk driver had run over your wife and your children and killed them all? Don't think those things can't happen. We always say, well, God won't do that. Honey, you get in this Bible and read. You'll see how things God does. But it goes on. It said, there in the 13th verse, it says, nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, talking about the ship there. He said, but they could not, for the sea was wrought and tempestuous against them. There wasn't no way they could do that. You can't fight against God. You can't do it. Just try it and see how you can turn out. I don't encourage that, but I'm telling you, if you think you can, try it and you won't turn out too successful. But it goes on and says, wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee. What was they doing? They were begging to him. Let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. You know, and it goes on and says, and the sea ceased from her raging. You know, I don't know about y'all. I say this pretty regular. A lot of times we'll be reading and studying and praying and asking the Lord to help us, and we'll come across some of these scriptures, and a lot of times we'll just close our eyes and we can just see that. Just get a vision of that. Can you imagine that? Being out on the sea and it's storming, and those people thinking they're going to die, thinking that ship is fixing to bust all to pieces, and all of a sudden they throw Jonah across and everything calms down. Calms down, doesn't it? We can have trouble in our life, brothers and sisters. I've had trouble in my life. I hope and pray that you never have and never will, but let me tell you something. You can have trouble in your life, and let me tell you something. God can take care of that. You may ask me to help you. You may ask this brother to help you. You may ask that sister to help you. But let me tell you, one can help you is God. If you're here and you're lost, I can pray for you. This brother can pray for you. These sisters can pray for you. Everybody in the house can pray for you. But Jesus said, I'm the way. Boy, there ain't nothing else, is it? That's it. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It ain't but one way. Let's ease on. It says, so they took Jonah up and cast him forth in the sea. He ceased from her raging. It says, then the men feared the Lord exceedingly. What was? Pay attention to what happened here. They were scared to death of that storm. They were scared to death that they were fixing to die. Well, listen, they throw Jonah across over into the sea, and the storm ceased. And then it was scared to death, it says, then the men feared the Lord exceedingly. You know what they done? They realized how much power God had. Can you imagine being in a storm, and it just the awfulest storm ever was, and all of a sudden just calm? That's the same one that fed those 8.2 billion people today. The same one. It goes on. It said, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and said, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Well, there's a lot of people in this world probably say, well, that ain't going to happen. Well, of course it happened. Of course it happened. Well, they'll say, well, that can't happen today. Well, it happened the other day. He didn't stay in there 3 days and three nights. But you know what he done? That whale swallowed that man up. I don't know if any of you have seen it or not. You may have. I don't know. But it wasn't but a few minutes, spit him back out. And I want to tell you something. The Word of God. I think about how powerful the Word of God is, and how lightly that I have took it down through my life. The brother a while ago was talking about how thankful he is to get to hear preaching. Brother, let me tell you something. He ain't the only one. I'm thankful that I get to hear it from time to time too. What a blessing it is to sit back there and hear the Word of God being fed through a man that God has called out, and God has given him a message, and him bring it out to us. What a blessing that is. It ain't nothing like it. But there's a whole lot in this world that don't know a thing in the world about it. We wonder. My son preached a message today, and I thank God I was there able to hear it, talking about David there. Whenever the Lord come there, and that Philistine, that giant, I was there, and it wasn't nobody go out there to him, but David come. And David heard the words of that giant. You know, he went down there, I believe it was 40 days, morning and night, and down in that valley. But David heard that, and he went. But you know what? He went with God with him. Amen. Brothers and sisters, everything we do, we need to have God with us. We don't need to do it on our own. But we need to go no matter what it is. When God gives it to us, we need to go. You know, we worry about man too much. Every one of us. Well, what's he think about it? Honey, it don't matter what he thinks about it. What matters is what God thinks about it. Listen to this. Let's go on in our reading. Listen. Aaron, we're going to go through the second chapter here. He says that then Jonah prayed. Jonah got in trouble. Jonah didn't follow the Lord, what the Lord had for him to do. They throwed him overboard. The fish swallowed him up. He was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. What did he do? He got in trouble, just like we do. Just like we do. And whenever we get in trouble, what do? We pray to the Lord. Simple, isn't it? This ain't something to get confused about. This is plain and simple. He says, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord and his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. How many of you have ever been saved? You know what you've done? You cried to the Lord, didn't you? You know what happened? He heard you, didn't he? Every one of us. Y'all ever thought about that? You ever thought about that? What did he do? He said he cried to the Lord, and thou heardest my voice. I said, for thou hast cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about, and the billows and the waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul, and the depth closed me round about. And he said, the weeds were wrapped around my head. Can y'all just get a vision of that? The shape that he was in. Man, that had to be in a bad shape if you really get thinking about it. Down in the bottom of the sea in a fish's belly. What did he say? The weeds were wrapped around his head. But he said, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains, the earth, with her bars. I was about me forever. And yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. You know, I think about that there where it says, I will pay that I have vowed. Y'all bear with me just a minute. Just 1 minute. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes in the 5th chapter, it says there in the 4th verse, it says, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Well, what does that vow mean? What does that mean? It means a solemn promise. How many of y'all promised the Lord everything when you was lost and undone? Lord, I'll just do anything if you'll save me. How many of you have been out here and got in a bad shape a trying time in trouble. Lord, I'll do anything if you'll take care of this. Any of you ever been there? Yes. And then what do we do? Lord will come up on you. Go over and talk to this person. Go invite them to come to the church. Go invite them to come to revival. Go ask them if they've ever been saved. Go tell them your testimony. I failed. I'll be the first one to admit I failed. But what did it say? We'd have been better off not to have made that promise and not hold on, not hold it up. Let's get back. It says, there, the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited Jonah out up on the dry land. And here it says, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. Now, how many times have you, in your lifetime, you think about this, be honest with yourself, how many times has the Lord give you something to do and you not do it? How many times has the Lord come to you again and give you something and you still not do it? Y'all think about the Word of God here now. Think about this. How many times has that happened to you? How many times has the Lord laid something up on you? Maybe stand up and just say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Simple, just a few words. You may not think it's simple, but if God give you something, He's going to take care of that. He's going to bring you through that, just like he did Jonah. He had something for him to do right from the very beginning. He said, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. He gave him those instructions right out of the gate. And what did he do? He took off the other direction right out of the gate. And what did he accomplish? Nothing but sorrow. You don't matter how you look at it. You go away from God, it ain't going to be nothing but trouble. But it goes on and he told him, he said, and the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time saying, now let me tell you something, you pay attention to this. He said, arise and go unto Nineveh, that great city. Remember what we said there over in the very last verse of the book. It said 120,000 or greater. He says, you arise and you go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Now, we're going to stop there for a second. Let's back up there and catch that last sentence. He said, and you go and you preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Anybody that comes right up here and stands behind this book board and they don't preach what God gives them, it ain't worth nothing. If I had to come over here tonight and tried to drum up something on my own instead of coming with what God had laid up on me, it's worth nothing. It's worth nothing, brothers and sisters. When God calls a man out, and let me tell you something, the Bible's plain in it. God calls men to preach. He sends them out. I didn't decide on my own that I was going to preach the gospel. That would have been the last thing that I would have wanted to do. But thanks be unto God, He called me, and now I thank God for it. I love it. Whenever the Lord will you, it ain't nothing like it. But listen, brothers and sisters, there's a world of people out there standing behind a book board somewhere proclaiming the Word of God that ain't ever been called to preach the Word of God. They'll go to school to be taught. Honey, let me tell you something. You get knowledge from God. Amen. You don't go to school to become a preacher. God calls you to preach. It goes on and it says, now, the Lord come to him a second time. He told him to go to Nineveh, preach that, and I bid thee. And it said, so Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh, listen to this, was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Did y'all catch that? 3 days' journey. It said, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, this is all the Lord give him. Y'all realize that? He said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. That's it. Went through all of that. And the Lord give him yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Now, do you realize in this scripture, in this verse right here, it says Jonah began to enter into a city a day's journey. You remember us talking about running from the Lord? Brothers and sisters, what was he doing here the second time the word of the Lord come to him? He was running to the Lord to do what he gave him to do. And listen to the outcome. It says, so the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. So what does the scripture say there? He said they believed God. God sent a man, and God told them, the man told them what God had for him to tell them, and they believed. I think about so many times. Down through my life, before I got saved, how that the Word of God come to me. How that the Word of God was watered. How that God, when time come, gave the increase. The Word of God came to me. I thank God for that. I thank God that somebody had been called to preach, preaching the Word of God, and he preached it to me, and it cut into my heart and set up conviction, and the good old brothers and sisters watered that Word. And you know what happened? It cut right here. You know what? I didn't tell nobody. It didn't nobody know nothing about me. I went out there at Sycamore Valley for about 6 months. They'd have a handshake. I'd come right around for a handshake. I had a straight face. I've always been one to hold a straight face. I'd come around. I had a straight face. Nobody know nothing about me. But you know what that Bible we read earlier about it? God knowed about me. He knowed. And you know what he done? Y'all think about this. How important it is. Lord, help me. I pray that the Lord forgive me of my shortcomings. But how important it is that we follow the Lord. It may not be but two or three words. But I think about so many times. And there's some of them here tonight. I think about so many times how that those good old brothers and sisters, how that the word went out. The Bible says the word sharper than any two-edged sword. How that the word went out. How that it cut into my heart. How that they watered the word. And let me tell you something. They would jump up and they'd go to shouting and they'd go to testifying. And it's just like you driving a nail in a tube before. Honey, it's just going a little deeper. They didn't know that. Nobody knew that. But me and God. And honey, it worked. Did it work for you? Huh? Yeah, it worked for you. It worked for every one of us that's ever been saved. It worked. Let's go on. He said, for the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and set in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast herd nor flock taste anything, let them not feed nor drink water. He said, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God, yea, let them turn every one of them, every one, from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not. And he goes on there in the last verse, and we're going to be through, and says that God saw. He saw. God knows everything, brothers and sisters. Said, and God saw their works that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. God knows all about us. And as we started out in the beginning, I don't care how you look at it, how you want to sum it up, I don't care. God knows, and you can't hide from him. You may be the best person that ever walked through these doors, but if you're not following God, we've just read to you, it don't matter. It don't matter how good you are if you're not doing what God's got for you to do. We don't want to, you should be the best person you could be. Every one of us that has been saved, we should be the very best person we could be that God wants us to be. Did you hear what we said? That God wants us to be. The instructions that he gives us. God bless you. We're through. I'll turn it back over to you, Pastor.